Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
You have tuned into another episode of The Double Edge Factor. I'm your host, Rob Manuel, and peace and blessings unto you. Before we get going, be sure to like, follow, and hit that subscribe button, because the more positive interactions you put out there, the more they push this podcast to people who've never heard it before, which, of course, will allow us to grow and have a greater impact on more people around the world. So, if you would do me that favor, I would certainly appreciate it. Today, I'm in the mood for a little bit of controversy. This thing we call the hustle culture, it's a cult, and you've been played by it. Now, before you go clicking away thinking I'm telling you to be lazy or I'm telling you to give up on your dreams, hear me out. Because what I'm about to share with you might actually just save your life, or at the very least, save your sanity, your relationship, or even your soul. You know, being a life coach, I work with driven people a lot, entrepreneurs, executives, creative people, students, you know, people who want to make an impact, who have big dreams, who want to leave a legacy. And you know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing, and I'm going to just call it an epidemic. It's an epidemic of burnout disguised as ambition. Depression disguised as dedication, and anxiety disorders disguised as just being passionate. Let me paint a picture for you. Maybe you'll recognize it in yourself. You wake up at 4 a.m, not because you're rested, but because that's what successful people do, right? You chug down your coffee, you skip breakfast, you might even choke down a smoothie. And you're at your desk or at your laptop before the crack of dawn. You work through lunch. You work through dinner. You work until your eyes are blurred and your back aches. And you can't even remember the last time you had a real conversation with your spouse or your kids or even your friends. Now, you post it on social media. You talk about it, right? Grind now, shine later. With a picture of your laptop, your empty coffee cup. And then all of a sudden, the likes start rolling in. The comments, you know, they saying, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Keep it going. Success don't sleep, you know, foolishness like that. And then you feel validated by all this. You feel seen, like you're finally doing something that really matters. But here's what you don't post. You don't post that panic attack that you had in the car last Tuesday. The fact that you haven't been to the gym in 3 months when you used to hit the gym 4 times a week. You don't tell them about that prescription of anxiety medication sitting on your bathroom counter either. Or the way your hands shake for no reason. The fact that you cried yourself to sleep last night and you don't even know why you were crying. You don't post how you snapped on your lady or you snapped on your man over something small because you're running on fumes. You don't tell them about how you missed your kid's football game again, how you can't remember the last time you felt genuine joy instead of just nothing or stress, but of course, mostly stress. See, we don't talk about that part. We just talk about the grind. Here's the thing that nobody wants to admit. The grind culture that we've glorified in our society is not a pathway to success. It's actually a pathway to destruction. And the most insidious part, it's disguised as virtue. It's disguised as good work ethic, as pursuing your dreams, as doing whatever it takes. But let me ask you something. What are you really taking? What are you sacrificing on the altar of this relentless pursuit? Your health, your relationships, your peace, your presence, your actual life. Because here's what I've learned while coaching people through this. You can achieve every single goal you set and still end up empty. You can still end up exhausted and emotionally bankrupt. I've seen this happen, and I've lived it in some situations in my own life. So why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we buy into this mythology that more is always better, that rest is for the weak, that if you're not exhausted, you're not trying hard enough? I think there are a few reasons why we think like this. First, we've confused activity with productivity and productivity with worth. We believe that our value as human beings is directly tied to our output. If we're not producing, we're not valuable. If we're not achieving, we're failing. So we stay in motion constantly, because stopping feels like admitting we are worthless. Second, we're running from something. And this is the part that really gets uncomfortable. For a lot of us, the grind, it's a sophisticated form of avoidance. If we're always busy, we don't have to face our emotions. We don't have to deal with the unresolved trauma. We don't have to sit with our fears or our insecurities or even our grief. We can just work. And work feels productive. It feels noble. It's much easier to say, I'm building my empire, rather than I'm terrified that if I slow down, I'll have to face the fact that I'm really empty inside. Third, we are chasing external validation in a world that is never satisfied. Social media has turned success into a performance art. We're not just working anymore. We're curating a personal brand around working. And every like, every comment, every "you're crushing it" comment that you get becomes a hit of dopamine that keeps us coming back for more. We are literally addicted to the appearance of success. And fourth, this is a big one. We've lost sight of what success actually means. We've let the world define it for us. Money, status, titles, followers, exits, IPOs, awards, accolades. We're climbing a ladder that someone else built. And we're climbing that ladder toward a destination that someone else chose. And we never stop to ask ourselves, is this even where I really want to go? You know, Jesus told a parable that wrecks me every time I think about it. In Luke 12, this rich man has a great harvest. His crops are overflowing. And instead of sharing or celebrating, he tears down his barns and builds bigger ones. He says himself, "You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take it easy, eat, drink, be merry." And God says to him, "You fool, this very night of your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you prepared for yourself?" That's the trap, isn't it? We're building bigger barns while our souls are starving. And we will be right back. Today's show is brought to you by Polished Custom Builders, where they specialize in building your dream into a reality through custom home building, renovations, and interior design. Check them out at polishedcustombuilders.com. Where the most beautiful house in the world is the one that you build yourself. So, what's the alternative? What do we do if the grind culture is destroying us, but we still have real goals, we have real dreams, and real work to do in this world? There is something I want to offer you that's radically different, something ancient actually, but something we've forgotten in our modern obsession with optimization and efficiency. The biblical alternative to grind culture isn't laziness, it's rhythm. Let me explain. In Genesis, God creates the entire universe in 6 days. And on the seventh day, here's the shocking part, God rests. Now, did God need to rest? Nah. He's omnipotent. He doesn't get tired. But God rests anyway. And he actually called it holy. Now, that's significant. Rest isn't about something you do when the work is done. Rest isn't a reward for productivity. Rest is a part of the created order of the universe. It's woven into the fabric of how things are supposed to work. You see, the Sabbath wasn't a suggestion. It was a commandment. And it wasn't just about going to church. It was about ceasing from labor, about trusting that the world would keep spinning even if we weren't controlling it. About acknowledging that you are not God, and that's okay. Jesus modeled this constantly. And in the middle of his 3-year ministry, which by the way was a pretty tight timeline, he would regularly withdraw himself to solidarity to, you know, for time to pray. He slept during storms. He went to parties. He took time for relationships, for meals, and for rest. And this is the Son of God we're talking about here. If anyone could have been justified to have a 24/7 grind, it's Jesus. But he didn't. Instead, he said something that would get him canceled in the hustle culture circles of today. He said, "Come to me, all you worry and burden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest in your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Easy yoke, light burden, rest for souls. That doesn't sound like rise and grind to me. Here's what I've learned. God is more interested in who you're becoming than what you're achieving. And your character, the kind of deep, soulful, Christ-like character that actually matters, isn't built through relentless striving. It's built through surrender, through trust, through learning to work from rest instead of working for rest. The Psalm says, "Be still, and you know that I am God." Not be busy and prove that you're valuable. Be still, stop, breathe. Remember who is really in control here. Ecclesiastes talks about the futility of constant labor. What do people gain from all of their labors at which their toil is under the sun? What do people gain from their labors at which their toil under the sun? The whole book is basically Solomon saying, "I tried it all, wealth, wisdom, pleasure, and achievement. And none of it satisfied me. Only God does." So what does that look like practically? How do we actually live differently? First, we have to redefine success, not by the world's metrics, but by God's. Success isn't about how much you accomplish. It's about obedience. It's about faithfulness. It's about love. Jesus said the greatest commandments are to love God and love people. That's it. That's the metric. Are you loving God with all your heart? Are you loving the people in your life well? And everything else is secondary. Second, we have to build in rhythms of rest. Now, this isn't optional. This is really a non-negotiable. Weekly Sabbath. Daily time for prayer and silence. Regular vacations where you can actually unplug and not be working from the beach type vacations, like some real rest. The kind where you're not checking your email, not taking calls, not just quickly doing this thing real quick. Third, we have to learn how to work from a place of security, not insecurity. When you know who you are in Christ, when you really know that your identity is a beloved child of God, not a producer of value, it changes everything. You don't have to prove yourself anymore. You're already approved. You're already worthy. You're already enough. So you can work as an act of worship, not as an act of desperation. Fourth, we have to prioritize presence over productivity. Your kids don't need you to build a massive business empire. They need you to show up at dinner. They need you to be present at bedtime, to actually listen and hear them when they talk. Your spouse needs you to, she doesn't need you to buy a bigger house. She needs you. The actual you, not the exhausted you, the stressed out, constantly distraction version of you. That's not what she needs. Fifth, we have to learn to say no. You know, not every opportunity is from God just because it's a good opportunity. Not every open door is one you're supposed to walk through. Jesus said, not all the time. He didn't heal every sick person. Jesus said no all the time. He didn't heal every sick person in Israel. He didn't preach in every town. He knew his mission and he stayed focused on it. That meant disappointing people, of course, and that meant leaving things undone. And that was okay. Look, I get it. This is hard. We live in a world that rewards the grind, that celebrates all the all-nighters that we do, the side hustles, and the I'll sleep when I'm dead mentality. Swimming against that current feels impossible sometimes. But here, this is what I want you to hear. You were not created to be a productivity machine. You were created to be a human being made in the image of God. You were created for relationships, a relationship with God, a relationship with yourself, a relationship with others. You were created to experience joy and peace and rest. You were created to live, not just to achieve. And the most rebellious thing that you can do in this culture right now, the most countercultural, radical thing, it's not hustle harder. It's to rest. It's to trust God enough to stop. It's to believe that your worth isn't tied to your output, to choose presence over productivity. So here's my challenge to you. What would it look like if you start building rhythms of rest into your life? What would you have to change? What would you have to let go? What fears would you have to face? Now, I'm not saying quit your job, stop pursuing your dreams. It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying pursue them substantially. Pursue them in a way that doesn't cost you your soul. Pursue them in a way that honors the life that God has given you, not just the goals that you set for yourself. Because at the end of the day, nobody is going to remember how many emails you answered, how many deals you closed, how many hours you logged. They will remember if you were present, if you were kind, if you loved well, if you lived with peace and joy and purpose. Stop glorifying the grind. Start glorifying God. And that's the one who invites you to rest. Until next time, remember, you are loved. You are enough, and you don't have to earn your worth. This is Rob Manuel with the Double Edge Factor. And if you found this episode or even a few words value added, share this episode with just one person. The only way we grow this podcast is when you guys share. The more you share, the greater impact we have on more listeners around the world. So hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode. Or you can find the Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you can join that free email list and have access to all of our social media outlets. And as I always say, be intentional with your words, be intentional with your thoughts, and be intentional with your actions. And always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.